ओम शांति। दिस इज द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 31st दिसंबर 1970। द फर्स्ट ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन, एज सून एज यू ओपन योर आईज, आई एम नॉट दिस बॉडी बट आई एम अ सोल। दिस इज द थॉट ऑफ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन ऑफ द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द डे। द टाइम टेबल फॉर द होल डे इज बेस्ड ऑन दिस फर्स्ट थॉट। इफ यू डू नॉट ट्रांसफॉर्म योर फर्स्ट थॉट, देन थ्रू आउट द होल डे यू विल नॉट बी एबल टू बी सक्सेसफुल इन योर ओन सेल्फ सोवरेनिटी और इन ब्रिंगिंग अबाउट वर्ल्ड बेनिफिट। So this is the Avyakta Murli of 1970, 31st December 1970. The first transformation is as soon as you open your eyes. The first thought that should descend on the ground of your mind is, I am not this body, but I am a soul. So bring about this first transformation. If this first transformation is brought throughout the day, you will be soul conscious. So throughout the day you will be self-sovereign. There wouldn't be any dependency. Yesterday's Murli, Baba talked about four types of embodiment and two types of powers. Two powers are power of transformation and power of silence. And he talked about four types of embodiment. You have to become embodiment of experience. You have to become embodiment of remembrance. Or awareness, embodiment of experience first, embodiment of thought, which you don't have to become. Don't become embodiment of thought. Third, embodiment of awareness, and fourth, embodiment of power. These are the four types of embodiment Baba spoke yesterday. Out of that, one is embodiment of thought. When you are embodiment of thought, you have three things. I am this, I am this, I am this. This is embodiment of thought. When you are weak, I am this, I am this, I am this. To have such thought is to become embodiment of thought. But you have to become embodiment of awareness, smriti, so that you can become embodiment of power, samarthi. And the first is the embodiment of experience, anubhavi, swarup. So three embodiments you have to bring into your life. Embodiment of thought you don't have to become. Embodiment of reading you don't have to become. Embodiment of speech you don't have to become. That probably you already are. You can explain, you can relate this knowledge in such a beautiful manner. Recently Baba had said, you are the crown of Baba's head. Father is not just father, you are the crown of father's head. You explain one point of Bab Dada in such an entertaining, amusing manner that even father doesn't explain it in that beautiful manner in which you explain. So embodiment of thought you have become, embodiment of reading you have become, embodiment of speech you have become, embodiment of narration you have become, everything you have become. Now you have to become embodiment of experience. An experienced soul is the one, he has got three qualifications. First, he will not get deceived, not get sorrow. Because his experience has taught him so many things, so he won't get deceived by anything. Second, an experienced soul can make others experience. And third, he will always go ahead and ahead and ahead, because the form of enthusiasm and zeal and zest is emerged, stays emerged in his heart all the time. So that is the second embodiment of experience, embodiment of thought, and then you become embodiment of awareness. Awareness of three things. Father has come. He is a father who is giving you sustenance. He is your teacher who is teaching you. This is godly study. You are godly student. So that's why you have to pass with honor. Underline the word honor. This is, he is Sadguru, and he is giving you Srimat, the highest of all the dictates in the world. So become the embodiment of awareness of these three things. Love, divine love. Second, divine study, godly study, and third, godly Srimat. Become the embodiment of experience of these three things. That's what you have to become. First is that, second is that, third is embodiment of awareness, and then fourth is, when you become embodiment of awareness, automatically you become powerful. You become Samarthi Swarup. It all depends on awareness. It all depends on the Smriti. So that you become that. And Baba talked of four embodiments and two powers. What are the two powers? First is power of transformation. Those people also transform with the power of science. They talk of minute motor. That is a science. That is a field of science. This is a field of silence or spirituality. Here you have to bring about transformation in 1 second. And here Baba is saying, what is the transformation? Just a simple thought. I am not this body. When you are bringing this thought, early in the morning, as soon as you open the eyes, the first thing you have to do is not to see the mobile. The first thing, you don't have to check your status or messages or mail. Or immediately, the first thing people, they get up, they see time. And then depends. If it is late, little unhappiness. If it is little early, then happiness. If it is 3 o'clock, you are ecstatic, absolutely happy. And you are fresh. But it is 3 o'clock, but you feel tired, fatigued, so you want to sleep for some more time. And when you get up next, it is 4, 10 past 4. Then you are unhappy. Or it is 4:30 and you are unhappy. Or it is 5 o'clock, you are drowned in despair and despondency. You can't come out. You think, why did I sleep again? When I got up at 2:30, when I got up at 3 o'clock, I should not have slept. But then, that's 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. How that got expanded into 1 hour, it's like still a question with Brahmin, unsolved, ununderstood. So the first thing is not just to open and see the clock, watch. The first thing is not to see any missed call, any message. Last night you had posted lot many pictures, any comments, likes, dislikes. We had gone for some service, we had gone to meet Baba, taken a lot of photographs, posted in Facebook. The next day, early morning, how many likes? The first thought. So is it like that? Or any message? Not that. Baba said, the moment you open your eyes, eyes open, and what? I am a soul. Nachabhati bhuta sangam. I am not this bhuta sangam, this assemblage of body. Tad brahma nishkalamaham. I am that supremely divine soul. I am that soul. Such a pure soul. So I am a soul. This is the first transformation you have to bring. So as soon as you get up, first transformation is, I am a soul and I am not body. So that this thought now will continue throughout the day in some way or other. Because our first thought in the morning that persists, that continues for a long time. It may be anything. If it is a thought of sorrow, if it's a thought of suffering, if it's a thought of despair, unhappiness, revenge, anger, anything negative or vice, anything, that first thought will persist, will continue throughout the day. That's why Baba said, bring about transformation. And yesterday's Murli, power of transformation, power of silence. You have to bring about transformation in 1 second. You cannot even afford to take 1 minute, because this is the time of Tivragati. This is the time of intense purushart, intense effort. Now is the time. So, we have to pay full attention to all the 3 things. What are the different attainments I got? What are the different treasures of Brahmin life? What are the different treasures, attainments, and sustenance? No, that's different. I was thinking of something else. We talk of fat, F-A-T. Fat is, as soon as we become Brahmin, we become fat. What is that fat? F is fortune. Yeah. Fortune, attainment and treasure. Bhagya, prapti and khazane. The moment we are born, or reborn in this life, we become fat. Fat means we get these 3 things. Fortune, attainments and treasures. So remember all what fortunes I had, I have, what attainments I got, what is my fortune. Dwell in these thoughts. They will keep you little above body consciousness. Because all the lower thoughts, Baba said in the Murli, otherwise they would be mixture. When you become embodiment of thought, Sochta Swarup, they would be mixture. That's why you have to become embodiment of awareness. and that is your natural form. All the three forms of your anadi, adi and ant. Eternally, in the beginning and end means now. In all the three forms, you are embodiment of awareness. Smriti, Swarup. So there should not be any difficult for you. So you cannot say that this is my old nature or this is my old sanskars. Now. This is your nature, natural nature. Make it as natural nature so that you don't have to make effort. Like purity, for example. Purity should become so natural with us, so there is no question of any impure thoughts at all. Any impure feeling, any impure imagination, any impure words, any impure action. Because purity is my, when I accept that I was eternally pure, in the beginning I was pure, and now also, as a Brahmin I am the purest soul. Because Baba has gifted me purity. So that becomes my nature natural. That becomes my second habit. So make purity your nature, make purity your hobby, make purity your habit. So that purity is, there should not be any struggle for purity at this point of time, at this juncture. Okay? So, Baba said, you are very good at three things. In thinking, in speaking and writing. You are very good at these things, but now what you have to become? Embodiment. Embodiment of transformation. Embodiment of experience. So bring about transformations. Check what are the, which are the areas where I need to bring transformation in life. Whether it is Amrit Vela which I need to change, whether it is the way I listen Murli, way I relate Murli, the way I carry out my lifestyle. Yesterday, just I was standing somewhere and Shivani Ben was telling a very beautiful thing. She was telling, early morning you took sprout, okay? You are very happy, you have taken such a healthy breakfast. And you are telling all others, oh, I have taken sprouts today. Such a healthy. But throughout the day, you are taking pizza, you are taking some oily stuff, you are going out and eating something. So many things you are eating whole day. Sometimes you are eating non-veg. Everything you are doing, whole day. So what will happen? In the morning you have taken very good stuff. But throughout the day what you are taking? In the morning you had Amrit Vela, powerful Amrit Vela, you had Murli, you had churning of Murli, you had Gyan discussion. But throughout the day what you are doing? Throughout the day you are doing something else. You are allowing, you are watching those things which you should not, you are hearing those things which you should not hear. All those things are, you are eating all those things which you should not. Eating through eyes and eating through ears. So all those things. So how can there will be any transformation? Transformation means deeper realization. Transformation has to be very, very deep. Some deeper realization, then only transformation comes. Otherwise it will not come. In yesterday's Murli Baba said one more thing. Some new planning. This is a year of love. So you should have new planning, new touching. So you have to work on that. What new planning I have to make for new year? Start thinking from today. Today is 6th. So till 31st, some new planning should be there for the new year. And that planning should not be just for the sake of exhibition or telling people or announcing or proclaiming that I am going to do this. No, it's for my internal inner progress. Though Baba is talking of make transformation in 1 second, at least one day. Baba is talking in terms of seconds. Seconds is, Baba said no. Yesterday's Murli, how much time you require to say yes and no? 1 second. To decide how much time you require. Yes and no. You just require 1 second. So, in the similar manner, not 1 second, okay, 1 minute. Not 1 minute, 1 hour. Not 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, or 2 weeks. But bring about transformation. This is what he is shouting, he is crying, he is pleading. He is telling, please do this. In one of the Sakar Murli, Baba has said, Baba is begging in front of you children, please become pure. So yesterday also Baba said, be yogi and be gyani. Gyani means, gyani tu atma means the enlightened soul. Is the one who is experiencing each and every point of knowledge. Yogi soul means he is Shakti Swarup, he is embodiment of power. All the power should be at your beck and call. If you call, power to tolerate, power to oppose should not come. Power to tolerate, power to face should not come. Whatever power you call, that same power should come. You should have such command, such demand, such dominion over all the powers. So, a homework for today is power of transformation. What are the areas where I have to bring transformation? Just work on this one factor. What are the areas where I have to bring transformation in my life? Seeing, drinking, whatever, everything. Just work on this one particular thing. Power. Where to transform. Though Baba said yesterday, you are very good at giving speech. You give fierce and fiery speeches. If you are asked to give speech, you are very eloquent, very fluent in giving speeches. But now be powerful. Be powerful. Baba has used that word. Be powerful in bringing about self-transformation. Okay? We will discuss this Murli again tomorrow. Om Shanti.